This is an in-between-isode of the All Things Risk podcast. Welcome and welcome back to the All Things Risk podcast. My name is Ben Cattaneo. This is my show. This is an in-between-isode of the podcast. And you might ask, in between what? Well, if you are a regular listener, you know that it's in between some great conversations that I have with people across all walks of life, where I use the lenses of risk, resilience, uncertainty, randomness to get into all kinds of topics. I think the thing that holds those conversations together is that my guests are interesting people. They have some unique insights and they impart some knowledge, some perspectives, some tools that we can use. And I think they're also very enjoyable. I certainly get a lot out of the conversations. But this week, it's a shorter episode. It's just me and the microphone. And I wanted to talk a little bit about recent events. I don't like to talk about recent events or current events too much because I don't want to date my episodes. I want my listeners to be able to listen to them in 6 months, a year, 2, 3, 4 years time and get something out of them. However, I think that recent events here, I'm based in the UK, in London, I think they warrant a bit of commentary and a few thoughts. And I do think that some of these thoughts transcend recent events as well. So as you are well aware, unless you live on Mars, the UK has recently voted to leave the European Union. And this has had a few political and economic shockwaves over here. I'll get into that in a moment. But full disclosure, I voted to remain. I felt very strongly that there was no upside to the UK leaving the EU. And like most of London, I voted as such. Now, when I looked at this proposition and I looked at it carefully, it appeared to me that there was no upside. And for me as a risk person, this choice wasn't even a risk for me, for the EU, for the UK to leave the EU, because a risk implies some type of reward. And at the moment, I couldn't see it. I couldn't see it when I voted, and I still can't see it, but the deed is done. The other thing I think that I felt a little bit saddened by, as many of my fellow Londoners felt saddened by, was that I live and work with people from all over the world. And London is a very open and international city. And Brits also have the right to live and work anywhere in the EU. And I think that coming together, that openness of borders and of people and of ideas is very powerful. But as I said, and as we know, we can't rewind the clock, and maybe longer term, and we have to keep an open mind about this. I have to keep an open mind about this, that maybe there are, maybe longer term, this could be a good thing. We don't know yet, but it's done and we have to deal with what's in front of us. I do think that the UK will be in for a bit of a rough spell over the next few years economically and politically. And I think that that will affect jobs, the cost of living for people. And it, amongst everything else, it does create a lot of uncertainty. And this is a show about uncertainty in many respects. So I did want to talk about that and what it means. Now, again, you know, I'm caveating this a little bit in saying that no one knows everything, and longer term, you know, this could be a great thing. So really, we don't know, but there is certainly a lot of anxiety, and therefore the question that I wanted to explore a little bit on the show is what happens when you're in a situation where the external environment, and here we're talking about the political and economic environment, but what do you do when the external environment changes? And I wanted to use this as an example. And how do you respond to higher levels of uncertainty and volatility? And I think psychologically, this has been very difficult for people around here because uncertainty can be very paralyzing. And I wanted to talk about how to respond in the midst of a heightened level of uncertainty, where we think there could be more downside than up. But again, I want to keep this I want to keep this relatively I want to focus on the themes and keep the political conjecture to a minimum. However, I wanted to offer six thoughts around dealing with heightened degrees of uncertainty that have been brought about by a recent change in circumstances. So there are six things, and here they are. The first one is around reducing leverage and becoming more minimalist. And again, the situation where we have here is that the economic and social circumstances have changed. What do I mean by that? Well, it means to reduce debt, reduce some of the things that you might own or have an attachment to that maybe you don't need. A lot of the uncertainty and the feelings of anxiety, I think they come from fear, and they come from fear of losing material possessions, losing one's job, losing one's house. And the more attachments that we have, I think the greater that level of fear. So what I recommend in some of these circumstances is to try and reduce your level of debt, reduce the things that you own. Not from the twist here is that it's not from a position of fear. We want to get rid of things that we own, or we want to lower our levels of debt because we're afraid, but actually to increase our level of freedom. The more attachments that we have, the more fear we have, but the more paralyzed we feel about the options that we have in front of us. So by reducing debt, reducing these things, we reduce our complications, we reduce our mental stress, and we try to free ourselves up and be able to be a little bit more agile. Not everyone can do that, but I think it is an opportunity to ask yourself, do I really need everything that I have? Are there things that I could do without and be just as happy? So that's number one. Number two is about supporting one another and building community. Unfortunately, very recently here in the UK, we've had a rise in hate crimes. So the campaign was very contentious, and immigration was a very big part of the rhetoric. And one of the things that seems to have come out, at least in the very short term aftermath, is a bit of some xenophobic attacks. And I think that beyond that, the feeling of community can serve not only as an antidote to this kind of thing, which seems to be happening, but also to create support networks around which we might be able to help one another, to be a little bit more compassionate to one another. And there's a great book called The Blue Zones, written by Dan Buettner, that looks at ways in which people live longer and happier lives. And one of the factors in which one of the factors that determines if people live longer and happier is actually a sense of strong community. So in practical terms, I think what that means is certainly working together a lot more, but also means, I think, embracing people whose views you might disagree with. So people who may, in this case, voted not in the same way that you voted. So listening to those people and understanding why they have the views that they did, I think is very important. And being able to support one another, get to know your neighbors, get to know people in the various groups that you have, help one another. I think that creates that reduces that level of fear, that increases, I think, good feelings and good energy, and I think increases overall resilience at an individual and at a community level. So that's thought number two. Thought number three is question everything. So one of the very interesting things about recent events And again, I'm talking about things now less than a week from the vote that we had. But there, at the moment, there's a government leader that has stepped down and will step down in a few months. The opposition currently is in disarray, and it really feels like that both sides that voted to leave or to remain really were unconvincing in the campaign and also the plans that they have right now. And I think it really shows, and I wanted to bring in a quote by Steve Jobs. He said that everything around you that you call life was made up by people that were no smarter than you, and you can change it and you can influence it. And that really is brought home by recent events, because no one really planned where we are right now. And so I think a couple of things there is that one is certainly question everything that's put in front of you by your leaders. Question your own beliefs. Why you think a certain way. Think critically, because really it's all up to us as individuals to decide what we want to do. The powers that be can be not too bright at times, and this is a great example of that. It's up to us. So question why we live in the system in which we live, why you live in the circumstances in which you live, and why a system is the way it is often. And one of my guests in an earlier episode made this point very well with a number of historical examples. He said, this was Kevin Knob in episode 12, that a lot of the things that we take for granted really are a function of historical circumstances, randomness, and the situation that we had at the time. And so the system in which we're living isn't necessarily well thought out. There are always holes and gaps, and there are always opportunities. So thinking critically and questioning things, I think, is an incredibly important skill and practice in circumstances of high uncertainty, high volatility. And you never know, you may uncover some opportunities. The fourth thing is, I think, an extension of the third, but it is exclusive from that. And that is simply to get involved. Get involved in the political and social process in which you find yourself a part. Very simply, it might mean voting. Here in the UK, we had a 72% voter turnout. Now, historically, that's quite high, but it also means that 28% of voters didn't vote for something that was a life, once in a generation vote, likely irreversible. And unlike an election, a referendum, you can't really undo it. You can't, like an election, you can vote the government that you elected out of power 5 years down the track. You can't do that here. I think it's a little bit sad that the voter turnout was that low, actually. So do get involved in your local political situation, wherever you happen to be, whatever your perspective is. And that can also mean getting involved in local community organizations, in social media, in all of that kind of thing. One of the things I would emphasize with all of that in terms of getting involved also, I think, means having real conversations about economic, political, and social issues in a way that really resonates with you, and in a way that is not about getting one up over the other side. It's about understanding other perspectives and why do people feel the way they do. And I think one of the great ways of doing that is actually having conversations with people that are maybe outside of your regular circles to try and understand where they are coming from. And I think that's number four, getting involved in a variety of ways. Doesn't mean that you have to become an activist, but certainly become aware. Don't be apathetic, because things like this situation around the Brexit piece could come up, and if you're not if you're not informed, then it you lose out on a very big opportunity to shape the world in which you and we live. Number five is don't be a victim. So when things go south, economically or politically, it's very easy to blame our circumstances or other external factors. And sometimes that's valid, but sometimes we can talk ourselves into thinking that we're a victim or a hostage to circumstances. Life is really short. If you have an objective, if you have something that you're trying to do, don't think beyond the circumstances. Don't just take the circumstances for granted that you can or cannot do something. It might take a little bit of a longer time. So that might be one factor. If you're pursuing some studies and it's a little bit economically harder, well, you might need to, take fewer classes to, you might take a longer time to get your degree, but if you stick to it and you can get there in the end. That's just a random example, but I think you know what I mean. Don't be a victim to circumstances. Don't blame external circumstances on your own circumstances where you have a choice, particularly in a Western environment, North American or European. In large part, there are a huge amount of opportunities out there. So that's number five. Don't be a victim. And number six is, coming back to a theme of the show, uncertainty, beautiful uncertainty. We don't know everything, and uncertainty and volatility can create some wonderful opportunities as long as we're agile enough to spot them and to take advantage of them. I can't really say whether or not this is definitively going to be a terrible thing. It may not be. It may create some opportunities, and anytime you have uncertainty and volatility, it does mean that there are changes, and there most certainly will be opportunities to do something else, to do something that you've always wanted to do, to sharpen your focus, and really to understand what matters in life. So those are my six things. They're a little bit off the cuff, a little bit random. They have been, however, on my mind in various ways. I hope that they transcend the recent developments in the United Kingdom, because things will move on. But I hope you found those useful. And lastly, I think recent events, again, as a foreigner based in London, really galvanized my resolve to keep this podcast going. In the discourse on politics or economics or a variety of things, we often, and regardless of our point of view, it can feel like a bit of a game or a bit of a contest. We want to be right. We want to win an argument. And we also see that in the mainstream media, where it can be very confrontational. It can be very sensationalist. Facts can be manipulated on all sides. It's all about who's right. It's all about the gotcha moments, calling someone out in a lie, or picking up something that someone said 20 years ago and saying, well, now you're contradicting yourself, that it's impossible to change your mind on things, even though there are new facts and new data that come to the fore on all kinds of topics. It's a sin to change your mind. What I'm trying to do with this show is to have real conversations where we can move beyond all of that holds us back in terms of understanding understanding life and feeling empowered. And that's why I love podcasting. That's why I love all kinds of podcasts. And hey, start a podcast if you think that would help. That's all. That's it for this week. So, a few random thoughts on the situation after Brexit and resilience uncertainty. That's it. My next long-form conversation comes out next week, so look around for that, or be ready for that in the interim. don't forget, risk is life.